would become a friendship was new and promising, but there was an undercurrent of something deeper that I wasn't ready to name. At least, I felt it. Over the next few weeks, we started spending more time together. Late-night talks by the pool became our ritual, filled with laughter that mingled with the sounds of the crickets in the near bushes. I was drawn to Tim's easygoing nature, and he seemed to appreciate my openness. I told him about Ireland, and he told me about growing up in Connecticut and going in to explore New York City. We both danced around the edges of any romantic talk, unsure of where the other stood. One evening, as we gazed at the stars, a surge of courage hit me. "I really enjoy hanging out with you, Tim. You're different, in a good way." He turned to me, and I noticed a slight blush on his cheeks.
"Thanks, Brendan. I feel the same.
It's nice to have someone to talk to with such a different world view,
and I love playing tennis with you."
In that moment, an unspoken tension hung between us. My heart raced, but I didn't want to ruin the friendship we were building. I thought I could sense that he felt it too, but neither of us was ready to explore that yet. As I leaned back, staring up at the stars, I thought about